We're happy to have you with us on this three-hour tour, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And, you know, there's a reason we always encourage guests to come in studio, because we get a chance to share some experiences with our guests, and in this case, vice versa, we get our guest to share some experiences with us. For example, going down to the Cotton Bowl in a in a salted car, for lack of a better term, drawing a lot of interesting looks from Texans down at the Cotton Bowl. We've got Stacy Starr with us from Murray Ridge Center. Stacy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Andy?
Lovely. It was a lot of fun to talk to you before we went on the air, talking about that whole experience of going down to the Cotton Bowl. So for those that weren't able to hear that story with Matt and I here in studio with you, tell us about your excursion on the way down to the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yes. It was quite an experience. It was such a joy to travel down for that 17-hour drive. But we did get a lot of looks from the Texans as we drove in with our Florida plates on our van with all the salt. They could not understand what all that dusty soot was on our car. We looked like aliens as we drove in, and everyone kept asking us, what and where did you come from? Yeah. So I guess by the 10th time that someone asked us that, we finally decided we needed to wash our car. And we figured out that it was black and not blue.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That's a lot of salt on the car right there.
The winter does a lot of interesting things to us. So that gives us an excuse to have a little party.
Yeah.
How about a luau party? Yes. I'm all about luau parties, and Murray Ridge Center is having a luau party, which is also a prom fundraiser. What are the details on this?
Yes, we are having a luau party Saturday, January 20th at Amherst Eagles. We're going to open our doors at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to have a DJ and dancing from 7:30 to 11, and tickets are going to be $25. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to have catered by Pogies in Amherst. Roasted chicken, pulled pork sliders, and all the fixins, desserts, draft beer, soft drinks, and a cash bar.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. So you're not going to bury the pig like they do in normal luaus, right? I think the conditions might not be right for that right now.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that right now. Although that would be kind of cool if we could do that in the snow. I would enjoy that.
Although last winter we might have been able to pull that off because it was somewhat mild. This winter, not so much. Yeah. You guys has a 50-50 raffle going on. What kinds of prizes are available there?
With the 50-50 raffle, that would be cash there. But we do have lots of baskets. All our senior teachers have pulled together different theme baskets. Very cool. We started to see those come in. I know we had some Valentine themes, movie baskets. We have a nice $1,000 prized leather chair that's going up. It's outstanding. I know there's a lot of alcohol inside those baskets. I did see that. I think there's like a lottery prize going on. It's pretty awesome. The turnout should be great. I'm really excited. And what's awesome is the effects that it will have on our students. The themes that we have that have been in past for our proms have been outstanding, and the impact that we have will be great on our students. So
I want to go down that road if we could, too, because you guys have done some really special things with your proms the last few years. You were showing me some of these yearbook pictures. You guys did an island theme 1 year. You did an Orient, theme 1 year. So what's the theme for this year for prom?
It's going to be a Mardi Gras theme, and we're going to have lots of masks, a huge city theme, city scene, big giant mask in the center. It's going to be pretty cool, and all of our graduating seniors will get to be crowned, and the girls will have tiaras. They'll all be announced in a special way. It is very, very awesome, and all of our families and our students receive their tickets for free that are coming. So that's one of the reasons why we ask for this fundraiser to happen for them. It's a special event for some pretty awesome people. So It's very cool.
And you mentioned the prom. We were talking about it earlier, the fundraising we did for our high school proms and the things mm-hmm. that go into it. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into place for a prom. What are some of the things? You mentioned the Mardi Gras theme that money kind of goes to and sets up for them.
What are the things? Oh, the decorations.
Sure. Yeah, stuff like that.
The decorations, I mean, I went to prom. And if you could ever look at the decorations, it's just outstanding.
Sure.
It's something that, beyond anything you can imagine. I mean, I've seen some proms, and there's nothing that can touch what happens. It truly turns into something magical, and these students deserve it. So we try to give them just a truly beautiful experience, and they absolutely deserve it. The whole, week prior and week and a half prior to, we try to expose them to whatever the theme is. That's what they're taught about. So it turns into the whole week, this is what they're taught, this is what they learn about, and they're watching it transform. The gym just transforms before their eyes. And then to see it transpose into what it turns into is just phenomenal. And our secretarial staff, they do this. This is what they work on. It is just beautiful what happens. I wish you guys could come and see it. You should come and see it. Everyone should see it. I mean, you get to see it in pictures, and it's not anything what it looks like in person.
Well, it sounds really unique too. I mean, as you mentioned, it's not just the dance; it's the whole week leading up to it. They're learning about that culture, I'd imagine, and Mardi Gras and everything. Yeah.
It's everything. They're learning about the foods. They're touching it. They're seeing it. They had a guest speaker. It was about the Orient last year. We had a foreign exchange student that came in and spoke. I mean, it was really something special. So we really try to make it personable to them.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy Starr with Murray Ridge Center is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about the Luau Party Prom Fundraiser. It is a week from this Saturday on January 20th. Doors open at 5 o'clock at Amherst Eagles. This sounds like a blast. And you know, I want to go through and talk about the experiences. You mentioned just how magical this really becomes, not only for the kids that are involved, and most of the kids involved in this process somewhere in the age range of 14 to 22. But you talk about the effect of the parents, too, mm-hmm. and how they come to this, and they really get involved in this as well. If you can, talk about the parent perspective here, too, because I would imagine that in some cases it just brings them to tears.
Oh, absolutely. As they walk in and see, because this is their school, so as they walk in and see what it has become, I mean, it does. It's a night where they can enjoy a night out. You know, sometimes they don't get to go out and enjoy a night out. You know, you're talking about students with developmental disabilities or who may have something that may not allow them to go out and enjoy a night on a town. But this is a place where they feel safe, and this is their community, and they can go there and they can enjoy this night as a family. And they really do feel comfortable, and they can bring their entire family. And they come in, whatever the theme is, they can come dressed in that theme. They come dressed to the nine, whatever it is. I mean, you saw in those pictures, and their faces are lit up, and it's a night where they just can be as one, and we're all as one. It is a family environment. It is enjoyable. It is just the most beautiful scene, and they rock it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are on the dance floor. We have a DJ that volunteers his time. We have two photographers. We had one a year, the first year that I came, which was 3 years ago. We have since added another photographer that comes that volunteers. We have two photographers that volunteer their time. We have a photo booth. I mean, it is just a beautiful experience that we get to enjoy. It is magical. I say it all the time. It's my slice of heaven. And when you go there and you get to experience it, you leave and you're like, it leaves you speechless.
Sure. Well, no, and those moments are very, very well done and captured in those yearbook pictures mm-hmm. you mentioned with the two the photogs that are there. They captured a number of wonderful images. And as wonderful as the Luau Party is for the fundraiser, you guys have a lot of other events coming up as well. You mentioned something I thought that was very intriguing. You guys have a talent show coming up next month.
Yes, we do. On February 16th, we have a student talent show that's coming up. It's very It's full of talent. It is such a cool event. We have students who are verbal and nonverbal who get up and perform whatever their talent may be. If they are able to sing or dance or drum or show off their artistic abilities, we have art and music events that are going to be happening that day on February 16th. We also have some other events that happen throughout the year. We have one of our famous events is the Murray Ridge 500, which happens later on in the year, where students decorate the wheelchairs throughout our building, and the class also dresses up to match the wheelchairs as a theme, and they go around the circle of our front of our school. It's very cool. So that is a very neat event also that happens. We're able to do so many different things throughout our building throughout the year. It just is such a really, really cool environment to be in. It really is a blessing to be there.
Well, we talked about the importance to the kids and all, too, but hearing you talk about it, Stacy, it seems like it's important for you guys as well to be more than just educators for the kids, to be able to be in this atmosphere with them and be their friends, essentially.
Absolutely. And the biggest piece is being able to have them accepted in the community.
Sure.
And have them being as one.
Kids are interesting because a lot of times they've got talents that they don't necessarily know how to show. Maybe it just hasn't been uncovered yet. But in the years you've been involved with this talent show, what are some of the more interesting things you've witnessed, or maybe some of the talents that have kind of come out of kids that you just didn't know was there previously?
Last year, I saw this young man come out and do this drumming session that I had no idea that he had in him. I mean, and he just came out and whipped off this jacket with flaps. And I was like, what? And he whipped it off and went at it. And I mean, he had rhythm and soul and passion, and he just threw his drumsticks after, like, I'm done, drop the mic, and that was everything. And then we had the most beautiful Let It Go session, and I mean, you have students that just get up there and give it their all, and you have this passion that comes out with dance, and some that, you know, verbally can't express themselves, but through dance, it's just beautiful. And I had one of the gentlemen from one of the newspapers, the Morning Journal, said to me, I'm so glad you invited me to come, because this just is what I needed for my soul. I That's needed cool. to be here. I can leave here today because this just left me, you know, at peace in my soul being here today. And that's how I feel every day when I walk away from there. I say it all the time. It's my slice of heaven. What do I have to complain about? I can walk away here every day feeling great and about myself, because looking into the faces of these kids just completes everything about myself.
So very cool.
I have nothing to complain about.
Very ever. Cool stuff. Well, mm-hmm. Before we let you go here, want to hit on the details one more time on the Luau Party. It's the prom fundraiser Saturday, January 20th. Doors open at 5 o'clock at Amherst Eagles. Where can our listeners go to find out more information about how they can get involved?
Sure. They can contact Murray Ridge School at 440-329-3760 if they would like to purchase tickets. And I would just like to thank anyone in advance for supporting our school. We really, really appreciate it, and I just want you to know that any way that you can support us, these students really, really deserve it, and we appreciate it so much. So thank you.